Blog Talk Radio.
For cougars and pumas, things like that. Just, you know, I'm a wild mountain cat.
Okay. Is that got anything to do with the Arizona ASU game today, or?
No. Actually, I have got one of the greatest, best bets, I think, ever, and it's going to be the kind of information that the hat loves, and I think even the hat will spring for the information I have today.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I always like making a little bit of coinage, Poppy, so that's good news. And let's get a little bit of business out of the way. And, folks, we are brought to you each and every week by sportswagers-selections.com. Don't forget to make sure that you bookmark that page, tune in. Whenever possible, go to it and sign up for our plays. We also provide daily plays for our followers and clients. And last night, everybody was cashing on Army plus 10.5. But hey, we didn't need those points because Army won the game outright. And so we hope everybody took advantage of that free pick. And the night before, we gave out the Clippers a winning wager at home, which covered. So we hope you're on board with us. And the way to do that, the easiest way to do that, is to either visit our website or sign up for our free plays on Twitter each and every day, and all you need to do is log on to your Twitter account, type in Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get a free play tweeted every day to you, to your home office or mobile device. Go ahead, sign up now, and join the growing list of people that are following us, and we hope to put some coinage for free in your pockets each and every day. All right. Also on the phone lines with us this morning, we have Hondo. And Hondo, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
And let's go ahead and let's get the ball rolling with Boppy's Who's Hot and Who's Not in the Sports World.
Well, my hat's off today to the service academies in college football, namely Air Force and Navy. Air Force is now poised to go to the Mountain West. I guess, or is it the West Coast? I can't remember which team they're, which conference they're in. I think it's Mountain West. They're going to go to the conference final and the championship game. They beat Boise State last night. Terrific game. And then the even more impressive team in the service academies is the Naval Academy. Navy is 9-1 this year. Their quarterback just set the record, the NC2A record, for rushing touchdowns. And they're on the very outside of the college playoff system. They won't get there, but they're the inside track for a New Year's Six game, which, when you consider their recruiting classes, both these teams usually have a recruiting class ranked somewhere between 75 and 100. And to be in the top 15 at this time of year and flirting with a New Year's Six bowl, I mean, that's a miracle worker as a coach. That's beyond any of the other people winning the national championship. This is amazing. So hats off to, if I can say the name right, Ken Nuitamalolo. I think that's the way you say it. I may have it wrong, but that's the coach of Navy really has a wonderful thing going on there at the Naval Academy. Now,
I
hope not.
Bob, did I say last night's game was Air Force?
I can't remember what.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because you know what? It's early in the morning here, and okay. Yeah. Last night.
No. You said Army.
Okay. Yeah. No. I want to correct that. It was actually 317 Air Force, plus 10.5, and that was our free play last night. So. They won the game outright by a touchdown, so we didn't need the points. So anyway, I wanted to correct that because when Bobby was talking about the Army Air Force game, I think I snubbed Air Force when in actuality they were the winners last night, and that was our free play. So all right, Bobby, go ahead.
The Air Force won by 10, and the game wasn't that close.
No,
they won.
I think Air Force won by a touchdown, Boppy. They won by a touchdown. It was, I believe the final was 37-30. But anyway, go ahead. Who's not hot?
Okay. Well, the other, I admit that I left the game with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left, and Air Force was ahead 37-24. So I may have missed.
Bobby, the game.
So I apologize.
The game is never over until the fat lady sings.
Hey, hats off, but now we've got a hand over our hearts. So I'm doing the soliloquy early for the LA Clippers, who are not going to win any playoff games this year or any playoff series. They played such a magnificent game. The first three quarters that the Clippers played against the Warriors, was it Wednesday or Thursday night? They were breathtaking. They were incredibly good. And then the last 6 minutes, they stunk to high heaven and lost. They're ahead by, at different times in that game, they're ahead by 23, by 18, by 12, and they lost by 7 because they just absolutely disappeared the last, what would you say, 4 or 5 minutes of the game, Hondo? But anyway, again, I am mesmerized by how good and determined and complete the Warriors are as a team right now. I think the teams that can beat them, I think, are Oklahoma. And I don't know if anybody in the East can touch them. But I think Oklahoma City might be able to give them some trouble. And I don't know if there's any other teams in the West that can stay with them, you know, that can stay within 2 games in a 7-game series. I think most series, the Warriors will win 4-1 in playoff series. But anyway, hats off to the Warriors. But we're going to retire the Warriors from winning Who's Hot. We're not going to talk about them for at least 2 weeks because they're going to be a constant story from now till the end of the year.
I don't recall you being such a fan of Golden State, Poppy. When did this?
I'm not a fan. It's just, I'm in awe of how good they are. I mean, the team that I have a rooting interest in the pros is the Lakers. I love the Lakers, and it's painful to watch them right now.
Well, the Lakers suck.
What happened? I remember back in the early 2000s, Poppy, you were a big Sacramento Kings fan.
I love the way that they actually the Kings in the early part of that decade, 99 through 2002 or 3, they really reminded me of the Lakers of the 60s because they were a team. They didn't care who scored. They shared the basketball, you know, and it was the anti-NBA thing. They were running screens, they were running plays. Everybody was involved. It wasn't this one-on-five game or a guy slashing to the basket and then either scoring or dishing to the corner for a three. It was a wonderful game.
All right. Well, hey, what are they going to do, guys? How deep are they going to go? How many games are they going to win before they lose?
I think they're going to win at least... They've got a big game coming Sunday. They've got a big game coming Sunday with in Denver. I don't know. You know, that's going to be a really tough game. But I think they're going to get to at least 16. What do you think, Honto?
Well, if they win Sunday, and they'll get to 16. They play the Lakers at home on Tuesday night, and I can't see the Lakers beating them anywhere in a phone booth, let alone in Oakland, where they haven't lost now in 26 games. Sunday's a dangerous game because it's against a team that's not dreadful, not good, but they're okay, the Nuggets. But
they're playing a lot better this year.
Normally, that could be a place where they get ambushed, but not where they're going for history. They'll be ready to play, and I think they'll beat Denver.
Yeah.
All right. Let's head out to Del Mar, and we're going to give our free horse racing selection out today for all the horsey fans. And we're going out to Del Mar, the Bing Crosby meet, where the turf meets the surf. And we're going to go out to the fourth race here. The hat, myself, is suggesting a couple of bucks to win a place on number 2, Tiscano. This is a Peter Miller trainee exiting a live race on October 18th. This horse has been coming back since, working well, and we see a big effort today. Number 2, Tiscano, in the fourth race at Del Mar. If you're heading out to the track or want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend. A couple of bucks to win a place. Number 2, Tiscano, in the fourth race out at Del Mar. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout when we return. We're going to have Big Boppy's Lock of the Week. We'll have some more free football plays for you. So hang in there. This is your cue. Refresh your beverage of choice. And when we come back, we'll have some more the second half of Keeping Score with Boppy.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them sevens and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Behind me, I turned around and there was a big old car. He said, hello, boys. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. He said, yeah,
when you're hot, you're hot.
When
is we're back for the second half of Keeping Score with Boppy. And now we're going to go to Big Boppy's Corner and huddle up with Boppy as he gives us his lock of the weekend. Go ahead, Boppy, you're up.
Well, I'm going to give you, before I give you the game of the team, I want to give you a game. This is the one I want to, I think that the Hat may want to go run to his neighborhood friend. Let me ask you this, Hondo. First of all, what does snow do to a football game? Snow and weather. What does that mean to a foot? You know, what does that usually do to the score?
Low scoring.
All right. Well, let me give you a game. At Purdue, which has an anemic offense, Iowa, which has a stout defense, here's what they were doing about an hour ago at now Kinnick Stadium in Iowa. They were chiseling 5 inches of snow and ice off of the seats. They snowplowed the snow off of the field. It looked like a whiteout, an Irving Berlin white Christmas about an hour ago. So that's what they're playing. So I think if you want a great game, take the under on the Purdue-Iowa game today. And I think that would be – I would actually say that's my lock more than the game I'm going to give you.
All right. So this game, the Purdue-Iowa is not your lock. Is that correct?
Well, I can't not as a team. I think it's the best bet of the day.
Well,
I bet the under.
Your lock should be your best wager. So if
best wager.
Then that's
it's my best
lock.
Wager. By
my opinion, anyway. What do you think, Hat?
Well, yeah, Bobby, you're giving out one game, and people want to be able to bet it heavy. So what's it going to be?
Well, then this is the one where I crack my wallet. And I put my money where my mouth is.
What is the point total? What's the
all right? Advantage? We're going out to 413 to 414. Purdue is traveling to Iowa, folks. You've got an alert here. This game kicks at noon, so you're going to want to hurry up and hustle up and take care of business. The over under on this game is 54, and Boppy is suggesting a play on the under. 54, under 54 on Purdue at Iowa. Is that correct?
That would be that's the bet. You betcha.
All right.
Now I wanted to talk about one other game, and this is a game where Hondo may virulently disagree with me, violently disagree with my reason on this, but I think the fix is in on the Oklahoma State Baylor game. I think Oklahoma State, it's a pick'em game from the better on the lines. So it means you can pick either team, Baylor or Oklahoma State. I would put my money on Oklahoma State because I think the Big 12 can't afford to have a second year in a row go without one of their teams in the college playoffs. And if Baylor wins, there won't be a team from the Big 12 in the playoffs this year. So I really think that whatever happens in that game, whatever you see happens, at the end of the day, Oklahoma will win by a point or by 20, but Oklahoma's going to win that game.
By
Oklahoma
a point
State.
Or by 20?
It doesn't matter. It's a pick'em game.
So, Bobby, are you saying that Oklahoma, not Oklahoma State, but you're telling me today that Oklahoma has no chance for the Final Four?
No, if Baylor wins, no, because they won't be the champion, and they'll be wiped out.
I think Oklahoma is one of the best in the country.
They won't make it.
Boppy, listen to me. Oklahoma beat Baylor last week. They play a banged-up TCU today, which they should beat. Next week, they play Oklahoma State.
That's the game that the Big 12 wants to mean the championship and to do it. And if Oklahoma State doesn't win, it won't be the championship game.
Well, have you seen the Oklahoma Baylor game last week?
I did.
What did you think of the quarterback, Baker Mayfield? Poppy? Poppy.
He's an above average quarterback.
Above average. Poppy, have
right.
you seen his stats? Have you seen his stats, Poppy? You don't think he's a good quarterback. You just think he's an above average quarterback.
What are you getting at?
He's one of the top five Heisman candidates. You just said he's an above average. It's like you're not impressed with him.
Well, maybe. Maybe he's not.
I'm telling you right now, Poppy.
What does it have to do with
Oklahoma, from the games I've seen, and I've seen most of the good teams, Oklahoma is one of the four top teams in college football right now. Now, whether they get in, I don't know. Notre Dame might get in. But Oklahoma is a top-notch team.
I'm not arguing Oklahoma's a top-notch team. I'm telling you the Big 12 needs the Oklahoma State-Oklahoma game to be for the championship. And if Baylor wins today, or if Baylor wins today, it's not.
So you're saying that somehow the conference has finagled it, so Baylor's going to lose today?
I'm saying that something will happen so Baylor loses today.
Oh,
yes.
Poppy, come on. That's outrageous.
Well,
right,
a lot of
money.
Oh, boy. Okay. Never mind.
All right. So we're going to go to 369-370, Baylor versus Oklahoma State. This is not Poppy's lock, but Poppy is suggesting a play on Oklahoma State. Is that correct, Poppy?
Yeah, I would just about guarantee Oklahoma State wins this game.
All right. Bobby, Hondo,
yeah.
Hondo, let's move on. Bobby is suggesting a play on 370 Oklahoma State, and Bobby, you're going to take the 2.5 points. All right. What I'm going to do here, folks, is we're going to travel on another game. We're going to go in a different direction here. 343-344, LSU at Mississippi. And, folks, the key here on this game is to bet 344 Mississippi, but get 6.5, 6 and the hook. That's the key. I honestly think that Mississippi is going to win this game by a touchdown. So I am suggesting a play on 344 Mississippi minus 6.5. If it goes to 7 or higher, you're on your own. But if you can get the game at 6.5, which it is right now, go ahead and play 344 Mississippi versus LSU. All right. Do you have a play for us today, Hondo, at Del Mar or in football?
I have a weekend Sunday NFL game. Everyone seems to have written off the Packers, much like they did the Patriots last year. After the Patriots started 3-3 and everyone was asking Belichick if he was going to bench Brady, blah, blah, blah. Well, we all know what happened. And kind of the same is happening now with Green Bay, where they've lost 2 in a row. And people were saying the Packers just aren't the Packers anymore. Well, I think the Packers are going to beat the Vikings tomorrow. They're plus one. The last spread I saw where the Packers was getting a point. I think Rodgers has a big game to Sunday tomorrow, and I think the Packers beat the Vikings.
All right. I heard perhaps one of the most idiotic statements last night on Mad Dog, I believe, on Sirius Radio, and I think, Hondo, you heard it about the same time I did, that Denver is going to be cutting Peyton Manning. All I got to say is that's the most jackass, asinine statement that I have heard. This idiot, and I usually don't name call, but when you've got an idiot like this that's on the radio saying that not only are they going to cut Peyton Manning, but he's also faking his foot injury. How did this idiot get on the radio? Just absurd. Absolutely absurd that somebody would come out and say this. Bobby, what do you think of that?
I mean, what's his reasoning?
His reasoning is that he can't play anymore, and if Osweiler proves to be capable by playing well tomorrow and the next week, that they're going to drop Manning. Now, number one, John Elway, I think, is a class guy. I don't think he would ever embarrass Peyton Manning like that and just wave him and drop him from the team, number one. Number two, even if Osweiler does prove to be a capable quarterback, you want a guy who, if Osweiler goes down, that you can put in the game, and that'd be Manning. So, yeah, the hat's right. That was an asinine statement. It'll never happen.
Yeah, I can't believe. All right, we got about 4 minutes left. Let's just go ahead and open things up. And anything else that you two want to discuss, feel free. Now's the time to do it.
Poppy, I want to bring up, what do you think about these general managers now in baseball who are hiring their managers as puppets? And it's almost like the general manager should be putting on the uniform and going down into the dugout and managing, because you got the situation in Seattle where Scott Servais, who was a former front office guy, was hired to be the manager for the general manager of the Mariners. You got the Dodgers, who are close to hiring Gabe Kapler as manager,
yeah,
who would be a puppet for Andrew Friedman. It's just like, hey, you guys want to run the team, take off your suits and go down in the dugout and manage it yourself. Because now it's almost becoming like managers are just figureheads.
Doesn't it remind you of the Moneyball plot where they were saying that the manager had nothing to do with
Art
that
Howe.
21 game streak. Art Howe had nothing to do with the 21-game winning streak. It was all the sabermetrics and Billy Beane's genius.
Right.
To me, it's just crazy. It's like some of these things aren't connected to reality. And if you know, it's like for some reason the general managers now think that they are geniuses, and they think if they can just get somebody that gets out of the way, their genius will come through on the field. And you and I know better. We know what a manager means to a team. We know what a delicate balance they have to do with between handling people and game management and handling the personnel and also dealing with the media. It's an incredible balance, and it takes a dynamic, flexible personality to do all that stuff. And the fact that for some reason they think that a manager can compartmentalize and just do what they have in mind as far as placing personnel, but there's so much more to handling a team than making a lineup card out, and I think that's where they're falling apart. It's more than making out a lineup card.
Well, you got all these young 20, 30-year-old Ivy League guys who are coming in and thinking that they're smarter than anybody else who's ever put together a team, and it's just the GM used to put the team together, the manager used to manage it. And I'm not saying that they wouldn't confer, but it's like now the general managers want power, and it's a sad state, really. I think
it's the ESPN.
I agree that sabermetrics that have a part deserve a part in the game. They should be considered, but some people are saying that they're the end all, and that's not true at all. That's just ridiculous.
I give you my. For me, I mean, I think the one thing that they've done that matters is they've made on-base percentage important, and it is. It probably, for the top of the order guys, for the guys that bat first and second, on-base percentage is incredibly important. It's probably important also for the guy that bats seventh or eighth. But if you've got a guy batting third or fourth, I'm telling you that an on-base percentage of .375 doesn't mean much if the batting average for your RBI guys is only .220. You can't run a team like that. You don't need that guy getting. You need a guy hitting a home run.
All right. Well, guys, it's that time. Hondo, thank you for joining us this morning.
All righty.
And, Buffy, go ahead and say it.
Be safe. Be careful. Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see y'all next week, Lord willing.
That's right, folks. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be back next Saturday, the 28th, same time, same place. Until then, may all your bets be winning ones, and I hope to see you all in the cashier's line.